Enemies United, written by Barbara Ann Macken, narrated by Robin Howitt Schrock. Chapter 1. The villagers of Brixham in England, going about their daily business, stopped to look and wonder what was glittering on the skyline. It appeared to be something that stretched along the whole horizon and bobbed up and down with a rough sea. It was so far away, they couldn't make it out. The next day, there was a whole fleet of ships anchored on the water. They had sailed from Normandy to England and had disembarked their cargo of supplies and horses. 700 ships had sailed from Normandy later than they had expected to. William of Normandy had the papal banner around his neck and the blessing of the Pope to take his place on the English throne. Even though Harold had been elected by the Witans as a king of England, William was to force his right to replace King Harold, who ruled the Saxon land. William also claimed he was a rightful king of England, as he too had been promised the English throne. They had broken their promise, so William decided to take it by force. The fleet had planned to sail in September, but strong winds and rough seas had forced them to wait. So William had arrived on the English shores of Brixham on the 14th of October, 1066. 3 days later, King Harold met his fate at the Battle of Hastings. Wealthy thanes left their lands, taking with them an assortment of churls and serfs to fight for their king. However, they were no match for the might of William's fighting machine, William's army of young knights. The autumn sun caught the shields of the knights as they rode their horses down the makeshift planks from the ships. The knights led the ranks of foot soldiers as they made their way to fight the Saxons. The deadly broadswords hanging from their waists, all of the soldiers had one single purpose in mind, to defeat Harold and place William on the throne. At the head of the columns rode William's most loyal knight, Gilbert Bayeux, along with Gunter Hines and Rolf de Woolley. These three knights would lay down their life for William. They were brave and well-trained, and they rode and cut down the Saxon knights and churls from the English villagers. The churls hadn't a chance. They were more used to tilling the fields and tending the animals. The battlefield was awash with blood. The cries of the wounded and dying could be heard above the clash of steel. As Norman knights cut down the ill-prepared Saxons, none of whom had been trained in the art of fighting. The Normans had advanced a line of foot soldiers, led by their superiors on horseback, the well-trained knights who represented William's fighting machine. The Saxon thanes had left their mansions and families with little or no protection at all, leaving them prey to the unscrupulous sacking and raping of the womenfolk and burning of lands by marauding Norman soldiers. These were members of the Norman army that had defected from the main army to gain riches for themselves. King William was flanked by his loyal knights, who fought at his side, loyally protecting him. Amongst the knights were Gilbert Bayeux, Rolf de Woolley, Gunter Hines, and many more. They did not agree with the treatment the renegade soldiers meted out on peaceful villagers. The sacking and raping had not been done on William's orders. William was a fair king and wished to bring together his Norman knights and the English people as one nation. If William had caught any of his soldiers that had committed these dreadful deeds, they would have been punished severely. The three brave knights were of the same mind. Gilbert was a firm favorite of William, who admired him greatly for his brave deeds and unwavering loyalty. William's knights were dressed in three pieces of underclothing, leggings and top leggings, with fine woolen tunics and soft lawn shirts underneath. They also wore a mail coat, along with a metal helmet with a nose visor and a deadly sword hanging from their hip. The sight of a line of brave knights on horseback was impressive and intimidating to the Saxon army. Their cloaks were made of fine wool that covered their shoulders to give them warmth against the cold English weather. These loyal knights were William's cavalry with one thought in mind.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?